The years after the Beatles came to America were an exciting time for independent rock labels. Local scenes developed and flourished undetected by major music corporations. In the Detroit area in the late 60s, the prime indie label to be on was Ace Square, founded by Jeep Holland. Music critic Milo Miles reviews a new anthology that collects songs Milo says have been unavailable almost since they were new.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy. Me try it with pleasure hands
to take you in the sun to
promised land
to show you everyone.
It's the time of the season for loving.
I knew the late Hugh Holland, known as Jeep, when we worked at the Boston Phoenix in the early 1980s. He played many roles in the worlds of popular music and comic books, but I will always think of him as the ultimate fan. Fans power up by becoming collectors, and Jeep was a totalist collector of comic books and music memorabilia. Everything from posters to lunchboxes to cardboard stand-up figures. In the mid-1960s, he advanced from managing the local discount record store in Ann Arbor to managing bands and booking shows. The logical next step was to start his own label, called A Square, after a colloquial term for Ann Arbor. The new anthology, called A Square, of course, does not include any material by the label's headline act, The Rationals, because they have their own anthology coming out. It does include Iggy Pop's first recorded vocal when he was a drummer for the Prime Movers, though it's merely a charming curiosity. More crucial are the many fine examples of the hard, guitar-heavy rock associated with Detroit, such as the first single by the MC5, as raw and corrosive as anything they ever did.
When it happened, something snapped inside, made me want to hide.
Unlike, for instance, Sam Phillips' Sun Records, A Square did not have a distinctive sound. But to the degree the highly opinionated Jeep Holland could influence his bands, his sensibility peeks through. His ideal song was crisp, tight, clever, and tuneful, like the best British Invasion and soul band singles. Jeep could also sniff out new material for his bands to play, and the A Square, of course, collection is a fine example of the lost art of superb cover versions. Not only are there remakes of the Kinks, the Zombies, the Pretty Things, and others that stand up well to the originals, there's this number by the Scott Richard Case that outrocks the more famous treatment by Cream.
Amazing. Take 1A, you're on. Go!
I'm so glad, I'm glad, I'm glad, I'm glad. I'm so glad, I'm so glad, I'm glad, I'm glad, I'm glad.
For all his attention to vinyl, I think for Jeep Holland, records were a means to an end, live shows. He had an uncanny ability to immediately recognize performers with so much vigor and showmanship, they fused with the audience, so people were not just watching a show, but enveloped by it. Jeep was an early tastemaker for these acts, whether it was The Who, the MC5, Bette Midler, or King Sonny Ade. Jeep eventually returned to his first passion, comic books, working for Diamond Distributors in Baltimore. We lost touch and he passed away in 1998 when he was only 54. Jeep didn't talk about the old days very often. A-Square ran out of money and came to an abrupt end in 1970. It pained him that his recordings were impossible to find in the store racks. But more than that, he focused on the present and the future. The show you go to tonight. A performance that could be so uplifting and flawless that it redeems your life, maybe even saves your soul. For a fan, that's heaven enough.
My mind was made up, know that I couldn't stay. Well, it's all over now, 'cause my leaving ain't true. And I've got gold in my baby, I'm gonna make it live with you, yeah. Picture. I ain't gonna quit ya, not now, anytime at all.
Milo Miles lives in Boston. The A Square Collection is on the Big Beat label.